Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I am covering a 2024 Japanese drama called Perfect Propose. This is a drama that I really like. It is a drama that I remember just waiting on Fridays for a new episode to come out. So, you know, when I get like this, I always feel like it deserves its own episode on my podcast. So this is, again, like I said, a Japanese BL drama, right? Starring Kaneko Shunya as Wataru Hirokuni and Nomura Kota as Fukaya Kai. The story basically follows this workaholic guy that is reunited with his childhood friend and kind of their relationship going forward. For a lot of people that listen to my podcast, you will know that I am a huge, huge fan of Slice of Life. Slice of Life is my favorite genre. Well, I mean, Slice of Life slash romance is my favorite like genre, and so any drama that has this has me by the neck, you know. And then you train the fact that this is a BL as well, and it's just like so like this kind of story is actually one of the stories I enjoy so much. It's just something about the way it's shot, everything. Japanese dramas, they're very good at slice of life, and so, you know, it's a drama that it's dear to my heart. Not a lot of people liked it, I will say. This is a drama that not a lot of people liked for various reasons, and I understand. Like, the romance wasn't that big of a part. Hirokuni's like life and his work played more of a bigger role in this, but still, I think this is a really, really good drama that everybody should watch once. So basically, at the beginning of this drama, Hiro is basically done. He is stressed, he's tired, he is basically at this point a robot that only works, right? And so he's like lying on the ground in the middle of the road because he's just that tired, right? And here comes this guy that leans over him, and we later find out that it is actually Kai, his childhood friend, right? One of the biggest like parts I like from this drama is the scenes when they are younger. There's just something very innocent and just nostalgic about their moments together. And so Kai has nowhere to go because the person he stays with had like a maybe heart attack, right? And so he needs a new place to stay. And I mean, Kai is a very interesting character to me because, you know, he is more or less an orphan or just a neglected child that kind of has moved around over the years and really has no real home, right? He's kind of a nomadic kind of character in that sense, right? And so he's not really tied to anything. He doesn't have a lot of emotions because I guess over the course of his life, he's been disappointed multiple times. And so he doesn't expect much from people. And so his character is one that is very interesting to me, and one that reminds me a lot actually of Ren from Tokyo in Paris is, right? That's another BL drama. He reminds me so much of that character because Ren also in that drama is someone that has been abandoned by his family and really has no place of his own, right? And so when the male lead comes into their lives, it's a moment where they finally have that one person that they can trust, that one person that's like home to them. And so Kai is that kind of person here as well. It's just that Hiro gives Kai a harder time because Hiro just isn't able to see anything else but work. He is not as receptive to Kai as I would say the male lead in Tokyo in Paris was to Ren, right? The only good thing is that Kai is more confident, or at least he pretends to be confident, in that he believes that Hiro is his future, or Hiro is the place where he's gonna basically end up. Again, I can't tell if he's putting up a front or if it's something that he believes and is confident in. But regardless, this is how it feels, right? Because, I mean, when you watch their scenes as kids, you see just how important Hiro was to Kai, right? Hiro was the one that went up to him and talked to him first. It was the one that invited him places and everything. And so you see those moments where Kai is reminiscing about that, and you can tell this means so much to him, right? There was a scene where Hiro asks Kai that why is it just now that he's come to him, because I mean they've been apart for years and years, right? And I mean, there's one thing to be said that okay, maybe it's because the grandpa he was staying with collapsed, so he needs a new place to stay. But actually, from what Kai said, right, Kai was like he was scared of Hiro in the sense that he was scared of change, and he was worried that Hero would not be the same as he was when he was younger, which makes sense, right? So in a way, Kai is still tied to that romanticized idea of Hero from when they were younger, because Hero in the present day is very different from Hero back when they were younger. And, you know, Hero even mentions that, but Kai can see or feels that they are the same, right? And so in a way, he's comforted by that, right? And so I just love that moment where they had that talk and Kai mentions that fear, because in a way, Kai is still very stuck to the past. And I'm glad that he found that, you know, Hero is still kind of the same person he expected him to be. So that's really the relationship between the two, right? It's one where one of them is kind of going through a lot when it comes to work, and you gotta wonder why he remains at that workplace given how stressed he is, right? But again, like his co-worker said, this is like corporate gaslighting, and I've never seen it where it's like your office that's manipulating you into, actually no, I have seen this before, right? It's basically where your office is manipulating you into thinking you're worthless so that you can remain with them, right? This has happened to me before as well, where like I wanted to leave and the lady at my office was like, oh, but like you'll never find a job like this ever, like no one will ever hire you. Like thankfully I had good support right around me, kind of the way like Hero comes to have with Kai, and so I was able to make my decision. But like, this is something that is true, and you actually, if you're not careful, you will fall and you feel like you cannot leave that company, even though you're technically their best, you know, best worker, right? So that is the scenario that Hero finds himself, right? He's tired, right? His boss is a terrible, terrible person, and he needs to quit ASAP, right? It takes to like the last episode for him to quit, right? Which a lot of people were pissed with, because that means that like the story of his work and his struggle with work took up most of the drama. But that's how it is in, I think, the manga as well. So I mean, if there's one thing about Japan, like they will follow the adaptation like religiously, like they do not mess with that, in the way like Korea is opposite, and they are notorious for just butchering adaptations of like popular stories and you know, novels. So Hero is just, you know, tired of work and everything, and you know, having Kai come in and be that person that kind of is there to reset him, see that there's a world outside of work, was very important, right? I really like those moments where he's cooking for him, and you know, I mean, there's also that moment we all remember, I think it's in episode 1, and that's why I think a lot of people are pissed with this, is that like episode 1, you see that quick help, quote unquote, that Kai lends a hand to, pun intended, and that's I think the height of their kind of affection for one another. Like I would say that that was the top tier moment, right, of just showing us that like romantic relationship between them, or what could be. And from then it's just all Hero's work and everything, and so I can sense a lot of people were pissed about that. But I was okay with it. I was okay with the overall drama, honestly. And so that moment, like, it doesn't matter that there wasn't more of that, right? Any moment that he had to get out was just so sweet to me. One moment that I really liked was the scene where they finally share a bed together and Kai just hugs Hero. It was just, I don't know, there's something about that moment that I really, really like. It just, like, holds him in his arms, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cute. So yeah, like there isn't much going on in their relationship until like the final moment, but still I think that I really liked it a lot. And so yeah, like Kai is there to kind of reawaken Hero, right? And this is something that Hero needs, and I think that like literally he was getting like clear skin after that one night, and you know, after eating Kai's food, like Kai was like wife coded right, in like the instant that he moved into Hero's like house, right? And so just the domestic nature of their relationship was just so sweet, and I really, really liked it. So yeah, I mean, this drama is one that was quick. It was like 6 episodes or so, and it was like 23 minutes each, so it was not long at all, but it was so good. And I don't know, just something, it holds a special place in my heart. It's a 10 out of 10 for me, and I love dramas like this, and I hope they make more of it, right? The only other one that this reminds me of is, like, again, Tokyo in April Is, and My Personal Weatherman. Those are, like, domestic dramas as well, and there's just something about them that, you know, it's cozy and, like, the kind of drama that you watch on a rainy day kind, right? So I just love it so much, and I recommend it to everybody. One other thing I will say that really ties this drama together is the OST. The original soundtrack in this is fantastic. In particular, there is this one song that, like, reminds me of, I don't know, it's just, like, so beautiful, and it has this nostalgic feel to it because it plays a lot in, like, their childhood younger days. And so if you want to check this song out, it's really just pianos, right? Like, a piano melody that just in the background of a lot of, like, their scenes. So the song is titled Reason, right? And it's like, if you go on, like, Spotify and you just, like, Google Perfect Propose OST and you check Reason, like, there's a lot of it, but that particular version of, like, Reason, of that particular melody, is just so good, and I just love it so much. Like, it plays a lot in their, like, younger days, like, moments, and it just, I love it so much. So yeah, that is another thing. The soundtrack in this is just so good that it ties everything together and makes it just such a little cute drama for me. And so if you've not seen this, I recommend it highly, highly, highly. So yeah, that's really it for this episode. I will see you guys again next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a very, very lovely day. Bye.